This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Accelerate your day with today's business headlines with Volvo Cars.
Now, one counter that has not been on the local boards, I believe, since 2008 is Ekran Berhad. And there's a really interesting news flow about, an individual who was linked to Ekran.
That's right. So Ekran, I think, was really had financial problems in the 1998 financial crisis. We're referring to Tan Sri Ting Pek King, who is now back in the limelight with his 30 billion ringgit development project in Langkawi. This is called the Langkawi New City Project. It's going to be launched tomorrow, supposed to be completed in about 10 years' time or so. But interesting man to be back in the limelight considering the timing of the new government.
Well, you know, reports have said note that he says that this is a project that he's been working on for 20 years. He says that also the environmental impact assessment studies have been done. So for those who are skeptical about the timing of this, we'll have to kind of look at some of the claims being made. This project
is not a posted
GE14 right. results project.
Well, I don't know about that.
I mean, the EIA has suspicious. Already been done. It couldn't have been done in the last 3 weeks.
Sure, but then keeping in mind that this is an individual who has been dormant, like out of the limelight for the past 16 years, right? And all of a sudden, he's back up. Now, why is he a man of interest? Because Ekran was tied to the then failed attempt to build the Bakun Dam, right?
Yeah. Well, Bakun Dam is not failed. Eh?
Well, it was after that, right? And so if you look back at headlines from the late 1990s, there was plenty of talk about the government of the day then bailing out Ekran. Those were the headlines, and the government they had to keep defending, saying, no, it's not a bailout, no, it's not a bailout. You've also got the Plaza Rakyat project that is linked to this individual as well. And another name that's linked to Tan Sri Ting Pek King is none other than Tun Dr. Mahathir.
Right, because do you remember he was really famous for building that hotel in Langkawi for under like 100 days. He built a hotel 100 days just in time for Lima, and that was, I think, a huge deal at that time. I think we might have to, delve deeper and look into why all these suspicions over timing, right? Why is it that we're worried that there could be a reemergence of what is seen to be a businessman closely linked to the current prime minister?
The question is, who's the we in this room?
The public, scrutinizing media.
I must say that I have, in my early days as an activist, protested outside the Ekran building against the Bakun Dam.
Sharad's former life.
Yeah, in fact, so when this news was released by Bernama yesterday, right, all the more senior people compared to me, look, during the 1990s, I was still focusing on my PMR.
Don't look at Sharad.
I know. So, like, the more senior people look, immediately they gravitated to that narrative, right? Because this was a man who was so famously linked to Tun Dr. Mahathir then. And then now you've got a few weeks after GE14, and after 16 years of nothing from this man, he just rears his head.
Well, so the concerns are that there could be a reemergence of the fears of cronyism under Mahathir's regime.
Well, those are the concerns that are being expressed out there. Now, I'm willing to give
them... here.
I'm willing to give them benefit of the doubt. We'll see how this pans out. I think it's important to know this is a private project, but given his checkered past, it's unsettling some parties.
It's fair criticism to say that there were concerns of cronyism under Mahathir, but whether the same label of criticism can be applied across the board, I think it needs to be discussed as well, right?
Yeah, and I think you need to understand what you mean by cronyism. If you're saying that the present government, Pakatan Harapan, has done something criminal in order to help Ting Pek King get this project off the ground, that's a heavy charge to lay at their feet. And if you don't have the evidence, I could see a libel suit coming your way. But if the issue is, the expectations that businessmen around the new government might get some special consideration because of their support for the individuals there, that's a problem. And I think state capture is something that we want to watch with any administration.
That's right.
Right. And I think developers are a big player in this regard, and it's always been believed that they have funded both sides of the political game. The question is, will they be cashing in on those chips?
Right. And I think ultimately, if this Langkawi New City project does succeed, slated for 10 years from now to the tune of 30 billion Indian ringgit, it's supposed to be Dubai-esque, right?
Dubai-esque?
Yeah, Dubai-esque.
Oh, because it's reclaimed land, so you could see the kind of like the part, the islands.
And also Tan Sri Ting did say that this development will be akin to in Dubai.
So, I thought you were making a reference.
So, you know, now if all goes well, all goes smooth, and this private development, you know, goes off according to plan, then that would substantially allay or erase those concerns.